For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Folks in the Sister Islands are given a new option for quarantining. CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Travelers residing in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman are now permitted to quarantine at their residence. The Cayman Islands government extended the option to the Sister Islands based on the success of the pilot program here in Grand Cayman. Consequently, Sister Islands residents who meet the established criteria will be able to spend the mandatory 14-day quarantine period at home, provided they agree to wear monitoring technology and have their homes, and their homes have been pre-approved by public health. Now, if they reside with other people, all members of the household will be quarantined at the same time and are subject to the same requirements as the traveler. To facilitate the program's implementation in the Sister Islands, the process currently in place in Grand Cayman will be replicated in Cayman Brac, but on a smaller scale, and will be managed by the Ministry of District Administration. There is one difference. Travelers will not be transported to their homes via authorized transportation. Instead, they will be permitted to self-drive in their private vehicles and will be accompanied to their respective residences by an enforcement vehicle to ensure that stops are not made along the way. Now, travelers quarantining at home on all three Cayman Islands are asked to allow 24 to 72 hours for the offboarding process, which includes receipt of the negative test results at the end and removal from the monitoring dashboard, as well as the return of the monitoring equipment.
Cayman Finance responds to the State of Tax Justice 2020 report.
A statement from Cayman Finance says Tax Justice Network's, quote, distorted interpretations of the Cayman Islands statistics get more inaccurate, farther from the facts, and less believable. The financial services industry organization says just last month, in fact, the European Union completed an exhaustive multi-year review of the Cayman Islands tax-neutral regime, finding it to be transparent, consistent with good tax governance, and without the existence of harmful tax regimes. Cayman Finance says despite enormous pressure from critics to blacklist the Cayman Islands, the EU drew conclusions based on the facts, which is something it says the Tax Justice Network has not done. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Aaron Safir. Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission has accused a Tigrayan youth group of carrying out a massacre earlier this month, in which it says more than 600 civilians were killed. The state-appointed commission says the group stabbed, bludgeoned and burned to death non-Tigrayan residents in the town of Maikadra. The US President-elect Joe Biden will officially present his cabinet nominations within hours, following Donald Trump's admission on Monday that the handover of power had begun. Mr. Trump has continued to insist, without offering proof, that the election 3 weeks ago was marred by fraud. In the past few minutes, Pennsylvania has become the latest state to certify Mr. Biden's win. An advisor to Joe Biden on COVID-19 has warned that the US remains in a phase of uncontrollable spread, which will take weeks to reverse. Dr. Atul Gawande said many hospitals were overwhelmed. The developers of Russia's Sputnik coronavirus vaccine say it will sell for less than $20 for two doses. That's cheaper than its American rivals, but more expensive than the Oxford University jab. France's Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has ordered an investigation into the way police dispersed a migrant camp in central Paris on Monday. Tear gas was used to clear the camp in the Place de la République. The former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said his office is cooperating with an investigation into the alleged misuse of public funds during his time in power. Prosecutors are looking into how dinners held for his supporters ahead of the government's annual cherry blossom viewing parties were paid for. The cabinet in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh has proposed a law to punish what it describes as forced religious conversions through marriage. BBC News.